some of them will be on the cover of Forbes Africa in 10, maybe 20 years' time. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to catch them when they were young and in the first flush of youth as entrepreneurs. And we wanted to show exactly to the rest of the continent what we could do, because Forbes Africa believes that the state coffers on this continent can no longer afford to provide the jobs and to provide the wealth that people need. An increasingly growing youthful population needs, and we think that entrepreneurs are the people who are going to create the wealth and the jobs. So that was the particular interest.
Looking at this list as an anecdote, where would you say the African continent is headed in terms of job creation, entrepreneurship, and economic growth?
A lot of people are turning over close to $1 million a year. Many of them are already employing scores of people in their businesses. I mean, for instance, Momar Mazdal of Gambia, he's got 140 employees, 120 which are women. He turned over $1.6 million US dollars in 2015. I mean, here's a guy who started up a clothing brand, Malika Clothing. His father was a diplomat, fine. He wanted to follow his father, turned it away, started making his own clothes, and he's made a fortune and made his own way, and he's created 140 jobs for Africans.
You also have our own Nkosana Mazibisa from Zimbabwe, Bulawayo, on this list. What exactly did you see in him?
Well, again, this is a lot of context here. We've written quite a bit of stuff on Bulawayo and how it used to be known as the city that exudes smoke, and how it's struggling now. And part, this gentleman came out as part of that story. I mean, clearly, I mean, he grew up in hard times in Zimbabwe. The country was collapsing. And one day, they had a debate at school about these issues. And he decided then to change his life. He said he was going to try to start a business to solve the unemployment problems and to revive the industries. And he founded a food retail brand, Swad, the Taste of India, and Mazibisa Inc., a brand strategy consultancy firm in Bulawayo. Now, this guy here is stuck in his hometown. He's there building business. He's there building himself as an entrepreneur. He's there creating jobs for people.